"And he took that arm off, did he?" asked Ahab, now sliding down from the capstan, and resting on the Englishman's shoulder as he did so.
"Aye, he was the cause of it, at least. And that leg, too?"
"Spin me the yarn," said Ahab. "How was it?"
"It was the first time in my life that I ever cruised on the line," began the Englishman. "I was ignorant of the white whale at that time. Well, one day we lowered for a pod of 4 or 5 whales, and my boat fastened to one of them. A regular circus horse he was, too, that went milling and milling round so, that my boat's crew could only trim dish by setting all their sterns on the outer gunwale. Presently up breaches from the bottom of the sea a bouncing great whale, with a milky white head and hump, all crow's feet and wrinkles.
It was he! It was he!" cried Ahab, suddenly letting out his suspended breath.
"And harpoon sticking in near his starboard fin.
Aye, aye, they were mine, my irons," cried Ahab exultingly. "But on."
"Give me a chance, then," said the Englishman good-humouredly. "Well, this old great-grandfather, with a white head and hump, runs all a-foam into the pod, and goes to snapping furiously at my fast-line."
"Aye, I see. Wanted to part it. Free the fast fish. An old trick. I know him.